by the acting interim director of KPFA, Richard Perosky, heading out the door.
Heading out the door. This is Sabrina Jacobs right here, Monday Morning Mix. Welcome, welcome. It's 8 o'clock. Yeah. Stand up, fight back. It is an honor to be back in the studio with Steve Zeltzer. Maybe he feels the other way. I don't know, but it's good to see him. Andres Soto, Miss Cat Black. And, yeah, let's talk about what's going on outside right here at 1929 Martin Luther King Jr. Way in Berkeley.
Yeah, come join this resistance event, this resistance party that folks have pulled together right down here on Martin Luther King Way, 1929, outside the KPFA studios. We are pushing back. We are not going to take it anymore. And, you know, this is what community radio is about, keeping the community voices alive. I see as my job is being here to tell the stories of Richmond, tell the stories of the environmental justice movement, and bring more information about the wonderful artists, the musicians, the actors, everybody who represents our community is interpreting our community's experience. And that's what the Morning Mix is about. That's the voice that we need to keep on the air. And I invite you to join us down here. We are taking over the airwaves.
Once again, 1929 Martin Luther King Way. This is Anthony Fest, Morning Mix Wednesday host. It's 8:01 and a half in the morning. We Morning Mix hosts decided to come here, get together, and continue our program today. So again, people who want to come down and see live radio, 1929 Martin Luther King Way in Berkeley.
If you're interested in preserving democracy or at least instituting democracy, one of the challenges that has brought us down here is that last week we were told that the Morning Mix was terminated. We were offered an alternative half-hour program in the afternoon, and we're here to say that, you know, democracy means there has to be some dialogue, some discussion, and that's what we want to develop here today. Sabrina.
Thank you, Andres. Yeah, it was just, it was a late night email. It was a late night email, and it was just, okay, this is what's going to happen, et cetera, et cetera, and this is what you get. And there was, just like you said, there was no discussion. There was no explanation. It was just this arbitrary decision. And, I mean, it was like there was just, it was really disrespectful. There's no other way to put it. It was just really disrespectful. After I had been personally trying to have a one-on-one with Richard as far as what's going on, et cetera, with the grid. They tried to institute changes before, and it was just a real slap in the face.
Yeah, I've requested a meeting with him 3 times and never got a response from him. Anything positive to talk about these kind of issues.
Right.
And the listeners, this is Steve Zeltzer with Workweek Radio. The issues of working people are critical. Teachers, workers are suffering, farm workers, all the workers that need local community programming, and we have to fight to protect that on KPFA and Pacifica. And there have been complaints that KPFA is not reaching out. Well, the way we'll reach out is to get these voices on, to get these struggles on in Chevron, in San Jose, and of working people against the repression, the police repression, massive police repression. It seems like there's unlimited funds for more police, more militarization of the police, while people can't get health care, while people can't go to college because they can't afford it. Those are the issues that we need on KPFA and Pacifica. And I think there's another view which has brought us to having to take over the studio today, and that is the view that we need more corporate-type syndicated programming, more NPR-type things. We need stars here at KPFA and Pacifica. We need pictures of beautiful people, you know, and getting other places. And what we're saying is, no, we don't need more stars. Ours at KPFA and Pacifica. We need the voices of working people, regular people. That's how we're going to get an audience. People want to hear the nitty-gritty. They want to hear the reality of what we're facing in this city, in this community, in this country, in this world. And that's what we're about on the Morning Mix, getting those stories out. And also we have with us this morning by phone Peter Phillips of Project Censored, who was also here with us to talk about the real issues that we have to address on the Morning Mix and keeping the Morning Mix. And as before I go to Peter, you can come down here to Martin Luther King 1929 MLK and University, join the speak out, the rally. We need to have a rally. We need to have voices. We need community speak outs, town hall meetings where people can say this is what we need. And so it's not done by the top corporate type program where people come in and say this is what the statistics say or this is what the
KPFA
the
News ought to
says.
Be covering this.
That's right. And where's in KPFA News? News is being made here on the air, and it needs to be covered by the news department.
That's right.
So, Peter, what are you're here joining us. So why don't you why don't you speak out here, Peter?
Hey, hello, Steve. Hello, Sabrina.
Hey, Peter.
Hi.
Hello, Peter.
What's up, Peter?
And we got Andres.
Mickey and I wrote a statement yesterday.
We've
been on the Morning Mix for 3.5 years.
Right.
And, we really think that bringing in a daily program created in L.A. is what KPFA and Pacifica is about, is not what it's about for drive time. Essentially most other times. But there are procedures for program changes in place with our locally democratically elected station councils. And the current board of directors is currently seriously divided between the, Sport KPFA, United Community Radio faction, and the Save KPFA, formerly Concerned Listeners. And the Save KPFA just recently got a small majority on the board that's led to the firing of Summer Reese and now the breaking up of the Morning Mix show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was done quite arbitrarily. Late in the evening on March 21st, we were sent an email stating that the program was being permanently praised by a daily show from KPFK in L.A. And this was a total surprise to us because just the previous Friday, the interim general manager of KPFA, KPFK, told us in his office that program changes would be discussed and reviewed by the new KPFA manager to be hired in June, and nothing would happen until a new manager was in place. So we were really shocked when we were told last week that we were done.
Yeah, and we were all shocked. We were all shocked. And Richard, if he was acting on his own, it's still a slap in the face. If he wasn't acting on his own,
It's Richard's being just the front guy on this. It's clearly the board majority at this point that's decided they're going to use a command structure
instead
of due process at KPFA and Pacifica.
Right.
And that doesn't bode well for what Pacifica's about. We're community programming.
Well, we're about talking. We're about getting the word out. We're about getting the word out to everybody. We're about the community coming in and discussing issues that affect us all. And to just be shut down completely with these arbitrary decisions that went through, it's beyond a slap in the face. I cannot stress that enough. We're about communicating, and they couldn't even communicate with us. I mean, it's very, very simple.
The Morning Mix, it's men and women, black, white, brown, gay, straight, radical scholars, labor activists, young, old, retirees.
That's right.
We're all volunteers.
That's right.
Into the mission of KPFA, and that's what Lou Hill founded the station on.
It makes you think, like, where is the investment as far as Sonali Kohlhacker goes? If Richard and whoever was behind this decision could have just sat down and talked to us, we wouldn't be on the air right now.
Well, and one of the things that it reminded me of was growing up in the city of Richmond, there's been power struggles. And right before the current police chief, who's brought our homicide rate down to a 35-year low, right before he was hired, an outgoing interim temporary police chief who was a retired cop took advantage of his situation and promoted all his allies to be the new brass. They all became the new managers, and it was like, what kind of, slap in the face to the new guy coming in is that? And so, when I heard that this was being done while they're interviewing folks to be the new manager up here, it just seemed to me like a power play that was unbridled and completely an insult to the constituents we represent.
All right, it's 8:08 a.m. This is the Monday Morning Mix. We've got all the Monday Morning Mix hosts right here on Pacifica Radio, KPFA 94.1 FM. We got a huge rally that's going on outside at 1929 Martin Luther King Jr. Way. 1929 Martin Luther King Jr. Way. And we've got myself, Sabrina Jacobs, Anthony Fest, Mr. Steve Zeltzer, Mr. Andres Soto. Right here in studio, we got Peter Phillips on the line. We also have Joy Moore on the line. Anthony, talk to us. What do you have to say about what's going on?
Yeah, to recap for listeners who might be just tuning in now and confused about what's going on, it's now 8:09 in the morning on Memorial Day, and we have all the Morning Mix hosts here in
That's
the studio.
Right.
It's a Morning Mix party.
It is.
And,
morning
mixture. Listeners still may not know that. I, Anthony Fest, Andres Soto, Steve Zeltzer, and the rest of the crew, Sabrina, Peter, and Mickey were sent emails this past Wednesday evening saying the Morning Mix is over. These coming from the interim general manager, who is soon to be leaving because we're soon to have a new general manager through the normal hiring process. And in fact, earlier that evening, some of us staffers had met the three finalists for that position. Richard Perotsky didn't apply for that, so he's not one of the finalists. So we get home and we discovered that our show has been canceled and it had been preempted this week anyway. So it's it's like
felt like a coup d'état.
Your show of last week was also your last show. So we decided we didn't want to take that, and so we came in and took back the air for this hour. And I understand on the phone right now is Joy Moore. Joy, are you with us?
As always.
All right.
Thank you.
Right.
Well, welcome, Joy.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
First of all, I want to say I'm so proud of everybody that you're living out the actual manifesto of what KPFA, Community Radio Pacifica, is supposed to be about, the people's radio. And I'm very upset. I'm very disappointed in the way things are going down at KPFA right now. And I want to remind everyone that this is all rooted in the disappointment people had on the changes of the morning show. And the morning mix came out of a love and a passion that only KPFA can ignite in people. Only KPFA and Pacifica and our sister stations can ignite this kind of passion.
That's right.
That's the reason why we fight so much.
That's right.
And it's the reason why we have factions, and I hate it. I love KPFA, and I love the people, and I love the program, and I love the energy and the drive and the dedication of 65 years of people just like you in that studio right now coming in and doing what you need to do, what we have to do.
That's right.
KPFA is a jewel, one of a kind. And what's happened over the last 20 years is the value of KPFA is such that it's so precious. It's so rare.
That's right.
It's so unique.
Mm-hmm.
In its aspirations, we've never achieved any of the things we want to, but we aspire to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want us to remember that every action, every good thing, every social movement, every desire that any person has ever had has come out from the people. Not the management. And I want to remind everyone, too, that KPFA is not a union shop.
That's right.
A lot of people think it's a union shop. It's only about 20, 25 people out of 120 who are in the union. And the people whose show was canceled do not have a union, have no representation, cannot negotiate with management, can only do what they're told to do. But you guys are defying that today by being in that studio.
Thank you, Joy. Thank you. You bring up a very, very important point, and I just want to let you know I'm brought to tears by what you just said. Steve, let's weigh in on that union, unionization or lack of a union here at KPFA.
Well, there was a previous struggle. The United Electrical Workers used to represent all the workers at KPFA, not just the paid, but the unpaid workers. And unfortunately, in my view, they decided to remove the UE and bring in another union, and what happened was that they excluded legally. They said they got a court decision saying that the unpaid staff can't have a union. Now, I don't believe, frankly, in following the laws of the United States government, which are basically set up to corporations and to manage workers for the bosses. That's what we're talking about in this country. The laws are set up to manage big business.
The Supreme Court?
Exactly, Supreme Court. Their laws, labor laws, like if you fire a worker, you know, nothing happens to that worker. Maybe you'll get $6,000 20 years from now,
right.
But your job is gone, and the other workers are intimidated and terrorized. So I believe all workers should be represented, and the unpaid staff organization came together. We came up with some policies for a democratic process, for transparency, for recognition of the work that the unpaid staff did, and we passed that, and twice they tried to cancel the morning mix. This is not the first time. There's been an organized effort to cancel the morning mix, and finally when they fired at 4 a.m. in the morning, they fired the last executive director Summer, well, the first thing they did, you know, was we're going to cancel the morning mix, you know, and she had actually prevented the morning mix from being canceled, and the day after she was fired.
Well, that was the only time I've ever seen Richard Perotsky was the day that she occupied the office. Anthony took me next door, and I go in there, and I'm talking to Summer, and then in comes this, you know, skinny guy, you know, and they said, oh, and this is Richard Perotsky, and I said, oh, nice to meet you. I said, I'm looking forward to meeting you. So I sent you several emails, and, you know, I never heard back from the guy. So if there was a lineup right now, I wouldn't recognize him.
And you know, this is the problem. Where is the manager? I mean, you're here, we're at KPFA, the morning mix is here. There's hundreds of people probably out front. And, you know, where's the news department? You know, is this on the news?
It's a holiday.
You know, it's a holiday, you know. So, but, you know, these are issues. We want to make KPFA and Pacific an exciting network, and it should be. If it has the vote, the voices of people in struggle on the streets, people will listen because they want real news.
Well, you know, Sabrina was speaking out earlier out in front, and I think my experience is parallel to hers in that I'm new to radio, and it really wasn't until about a year and a half ago in different circles that I would go to that people started recognizing me as a KPFA person, because I've had a whole life as a musician and active in my community as an advocate for, you know, 40 years. And yet, all of a sudden now there was this new facet to my life of people recognizing, oh, yeah, I really like your program.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things that I've always tried to do is bring in this mixture of politics and the arts.
Right.
And in Richmond, we're rich in both of those. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in particular, because we have Chevron there in Richmond and major industry, we've had a resistance movement that involves the
resistance movement.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, so we have this resistance movement that has been important to tell the world, because folks are now joining our struggle in Richmond to counter Chevron, and now we see this springing up in Rodeo. They have an active group in Rodeo, and I saw Nancy Reeser out here who mm-hmm. came out from Rodeo to support the morning mix. We have people out in Benicia. We have people in Martinez and Pittsburgh who have all, you know, gotten involved in their communities, challenging the refineries, the oil industry in their communities. We're now networked. We're now a coalition throughout the region.
Beautiful.
And it's important to tell these stories. And KPFA and the Morning Mix, I've used my segment of the Morning Mix as an oracle for this community to get the word out, to get the knowledge out. And now we're all singing together as a choir.
What an amazing
And we have to hear that in the morning.
And Andres, speaking of supporting the Morning Mix and supporting the station, we have right here in the studio, people have come in to support the station, and one of them is joining us right now is Richard Becker from the Answer Coalition. Welcome, Richard.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Richard. Well, welcome. Thank you so much for your support, and we're so glad you're here with us with the Morning Mix, standing tall, standing proud. Well, actually, let's have you tell us why you're supporting us now.
Why did you come out early on Memorial Day morning?
Well, you know, I remember 15 years ago, we were involved in the mass movement to save KPFA and to save Pacifica. And I think that we're back at that point again, that we have to fight for KPFA to really be a voice for the progressive movement, a partisan voice. You know, we hear NPR, and NPR is, you know, it's corporate radio. We don't need another corporate radio station. We need a partisan people's radio station here. And, you know, just like Andres is talking about, we need a radio station that helps mobilize people in Richmond, that helps mobilize people in all the struggles that are going on and the struggles that are intensifying and deepening. And so that's why I'm here this morning in support of the people at KPFA, the supporters of KPFA, the staff of KPFA, who are fighting to keep KPFA that voice.
And that was Richard Becker. He's with Answer Coalition, and there are a lot of people out in the street today in front of KPFA. This is Steve Zeltzer with Work Week and the Morning Mix. People are coming here from the community, from workers, trade unionists, coming here to speak out and say, we need community radio.
That's right.
We need community radio. You're not going to get these voices unless it's on community radio, unless it's on KPFA and Pacifica.
Can you hear that crowd out there, Steve? Because I sure as hell can.
And we have to open up the station. I mean, that's my view.
I think we just opened it up right now.
It's a morning
mix
party.
There's a couple hundred people inside of the lobby, and they're spilling out into the
There's a lot of important
sidewalk.
Conversations going on.
There is community conversation.
And we fought for town hall meetings. We have to have the voices. I mean, look, Chevron Corporation does not want the voices of people in Martinez and where they're being polluted on the air.
Right,
because
right,
they'll be telling the story about the nightmare that they're going through.
Yeah, and Chevron has so much money, they're already polluting our commercial air. They have already purchased every billboard in the city of Richmond with their propaganda. Yeah. They send mail to everybody's mailbox, and it's their way of dominating the public space. KPFA is the antidote to that corporate domination of the public
space.
And,
you know, we've been fighting Work Week. It's a Work Week, actually, is the session today. We've talked about Cal OSHA trying to even get inspectors, more inspectors. There are only 160 inspectors for 18 million workers, and they allowed the plant to be reopened without having inspectors to inspect it. So
right.
I would say there's criminal liability. You're allowing a plant to reopen without having the inspectors. So those are the stories that you're going to get on about Jerry Brown. Why doesn't he hire more OSHA inspectors for the working people?
And in fact, Chevron is on criminal probation in Contra Costa County.
We have another voice here with us who is from the Coalition Against Growing Police Repression. Every day, another person is murdered down in the black and brown community.
Jonathan Melrod.
That's right. Jonathan Melrod is a police advocate. We're going to switch gears here and talk about anti-police brutality. Jonathan Melrod, thank you so much for being on the Monday Morning Mix. It's my understanding that you are a lawyer by trade, activist in your heart.
Actually, I switched those around. I'm an activist at heart and a lawyer by trade.
Well, you go right ahead and tell that story. So the latest situation that you've been working on is with the Andy Lopez Coalition, Justice for Andy Lopez Coalition, that senseless murder of that 13-year-old child back in October 2013 by the sheriff's deputy, Gelhouse. Tell us where you are at, where the coalition is, and how you guys are proceeding.
Well, yeah, I mean, first I think I really need to say that KPFA has been the lifeline that has gotten the Andy Lopez story out to the country. I wasn't a KPA activist, and I'm just hearing stories about how long the struggle has been to keep KPFA such a vibrant voice. And when we started the struggle around Andy Lopez's murder about 7 months ago, I knew Miguel Molina by name, but I had never met him.
Huh.
And Dennis Bernstein and Miguel Molina have been with us not as radio hosts or radio personalities. They've been with us when we went into the city council meeting and we met a wall of police to keep us out. Dennis was right next to me, recording it, in there with us, with Miguel. It's been the same thing. And we've had access to the airwaves on a weekly basis, and we've been fighting on a weekly basis, and the news wouldn't really have gotten out but for the voices here at KPFA. So it's a tremendous service. And I have one more thing before I mention what's going on with our struggle with Andy Lopez. I got a call from Miguel about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
There had been a brutal shooting that most of you probably aren't even aware of at this point. The name of the young man who was killed, he was 18 years old. His name was Oscar Herrera.
Mm-hmm.
His mother was embracing him in a bear hug from behind with her arms around him. And the police opened fire. They put a bullet through each of her hands. She's bandaged to this day, and they killed him. As she screamed, "Don't kill him, don't kill him," they shot both her and him, and they both went down on the floor of their apartment in a pool of blood. And he died. She broke her hip. I've been with her for the last 2 weeks discussing the case. Now, most of you have probably only heard the so-called police version that the boy was on bath salts, and that he wanted to eat his friend's face, and that he had a bat to hit the police. Well, you wouldn't know the truth of that if the father, Oscar Herrera Sr., hadn't heard us on the radio about Andy Lopez, called KPFA and said, "I need somebody to help me. My son just got shot." And Miguel Molina, got a hold of me, and we've been down there working with the family. They would have had no lifeline to the outside media or to the world had it not been for the role that KPFA plays. So we all owe a tremendous thanks and tribute to the station for being able to keep that kind of news out there. Just to let you know a little bit, we've been working for 7 months on demanding justice for Andy Lopez, and that's been focused on indicting the deputy who shot him. Shot him down with 7 bullets, a 13-year-old boy who was playing with an airsoft gun. The deputy claimed that he was afraid for his life. Well, they're afraid for their life when there's a farm worker with pruning shears in Salinas. They shoot him. Mm-hmm. They're afraid for their life if there's a young man with a baseball bat trying to protect his mother from intruders. They shoot him. Well, we want that sheriff, that deputy, prosecuted for murder. In the next week or two, we're going to have our decision from the district attorney, Jill Ravitch. And that's when we're going to need these airwaves again, because we're going to be calling on people from all over the Bay Area to come up to Santa Rosa. If that sheriff isn't indicted, we're going to be out in the streets and we're going to be demanding that indictment. So I appreciate everything that KPFA has done, and I'm here to support them today from Santa Rosa.
All right, all right. We're at 825 a.m. You're listening to Pacifica Radio KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley. 1929 Martin Luther King Jr. Way. 1929 Martin Luther King Jr. Way. The corner of Martin Luther King and University. Come on down. We are saying come on down. This is the Monday Morning Mix. We have taken over the airwaves. And with us next, I'm just going to ask Andres and Steve and Anthony to just hang on for about 2.5 minutes here. What's your name, ma'am?
There's my name is Carolyn Scar.
Okay, you got 2 minutes. Go for it.
Well, I'm with Ecumenical Peace Institute. We helped to put on the Good Friday Witness out at the Livermore Nuclear Lab every year for almost 30 years now. And our coverage from KPFA has been extremely intermittent, depending on the perceived notoriety of our principal speaker. This last year was pretty good because Kathy Kelly was our speaker. The year before, we got practically zip coverage from KPFA because Phil Lawson was our speaker. And although people in the know the name Phil Lawson as a leading activist who worked with Dr. King in the years before, somehow or another that news had not filtered through to the powers that be at KPFA. And the year that we had Phil Berrigan speaking, we didn't even make the calendar.
Right.
So I will say, as I said this morning out on the sidewalk, that KPFA needs to start having regular meetings with the community of activists, all of the activists, not just the handful that you know now, so that you know who's out there and who's doing what, including the religious left, who are tremendously ignored in this station most of the time. Not always, but here we are. So thank you very much for the chance to say hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks to all the people who turned out this morning.
That's right. And I just want to fishtail on what you just said there, ma'am. And it takes a village. It takes a village. We've got music coming up in about 2 minutes. Steve,
yeah,
Anthony,
I was
going to
say, I mean, we do need meetings with the community. But, you know, one of the things that we're saying here in the Morning Mix is we can't even get a meeting with the manager at KPFA. So, I mean, the question of, you know, this is a media communication center, you know.
Well, what we think as staff that there should be some kind of feedback loop that lets you know what your strengths are, you know, what you need to improve on, where you're outstanding, and that kind of staff development is not happening. Like I said, this guy Richard Perotsky, you know, when the last interim director was out, he was in, and it's been what, 5-6 months? I don't know, I still haven't met the guy.
And I was at the meeting where they had, and they, I think it was a positive thing. They brought in the possible candidates for the next manager at KPFA. That's good. But one of the things that they were talking about is we got to focus KPFA to go to the rich donors. We got to get these rich donors and corporate, maybe a good corporation funders to come into KPFA. That was their orientation. And frankly, I don't think that's the way to go. That will end up an NPR type operation, not a people's voice for the people. We need to reach out to the community. We need to do more programming, more voices from the community, and of the live issues that are going on in Santa Rosa, of the teachers in San Francisco face a contract. The governor now wants to make a pay cut for teachers, saying they have to pay more money for pensions. These are the issues that we have to be addressing that affect the education, that affect young people and students. And you're not going to get that on a program, in my view, from KPFA. So now we're going to go to David Welsh. David is a member of the KPFA local station board. He's also a longtime activist against privatization of the post office, which KPFA mm-hmm. has been covering.
Right.
KPFA has been covering the fight to protect the Berkeley post office. That's very important. So, David, why don't you talk about why you're here this morning?
Steve, I apologize. Yeah, we got to have a little music break. We got to do the station ID just so we don't get completely kicked off the air here. So, mm-hmm. Dave, we're going to hang on to what you have to say because we know that you have a lot to say. And we're going to go to a short music break and station ID.
I am
the youth who seeking the truth and seeking right through their costumes. Who know in the mainstream news rules do interviews their human cartoons. Just paper thin, ink and imagination, man's creation. More like subliminal training or political campaigning. And the nation's opinions daily swaying with justifications of slaves. I wonder why it doesn't coincide with the high rise of the homicides that we facing. The deterioration of education and takes a back to the world.
8:31 in the morning on KPFA. This is KPFA 94.1 Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 Fresno. I'm Anthony Fest, and the other morning mix hosts are here as well. I normally host on Wednesday. Steve Zeltzer and Sabrina Jacobs, who take turns on Mondays, are both here.
Hi.
Thursday's host,
Andres Soto
is here with his inimitable voice. And we also invited the community in, and they've been speaking on this hour, and joining us now is Dave Welsh, who's also a member of the KPFA local station board, but of course a much longer career as a labor organizer and political activist. Lately, he's been involved in the movement to save the Berkeley post office and to try to turn back the tide of privatization, which seems to be sweeping at the foundations of the postal service system itself. Dave?
Well, I think it's great that we have so many people. There must be 120 people at least out here this morning to come out on short notice on a Memorial Day, 7 o'clock in the morning, to save the morning mix, because the morning mix is real radio. It's real community radio. It's what the station was built on. It's what the people want and need instead of these canned programs produced somewhere else that are trying to be like NPR. You know, we don't need that. Because I remember we were out here in 1999 when there was another attempted corporate takeover of KPFA.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a board member of the Pacific National Board named Michael Palmer from the Houston station. And he was a real estate developer. Hmm. And in this book called Rebels on the Air, there's a complete text of his memo that he wrote to Mary Frances Berry, who at the time I think was head of the Pacifica board,
mm-hmm.
and says, "Mary, as we've talked about, I think we should sell off some of these signals like KPFA and WBAI in New York City, and we could get lots of money to operate with, and we could maybe create other stations like in Palo Alto, for example." So that this mm-hmm. was the kind of thinking that was, and they actually came in here and kicked Dennis Bernstein off the air and pulled him out of there, physically, out of the studio, and took it over and put in canned music, and we had for 3 weeks we had to occupy the space in front of KPFA. And it was camping out. There were tents. And there was a march of more than 10,000 people from UC down to the encampment at KPFA. It was a tremendous 3-week struggle, and there was a lawsuit, and it ended up, they put in, as David E. said this morning, they put in Hard Knock Radio as a result of that struggle, saying we need some community radio, we need some youth radio, we need some voices for the people. That's what we're here for. And now they're trying to move in on these little beachheads that the people have established here at KPFA, especially the morning mix. These wonderful voices, like from Richard, Richmond, Andres Soto, the Labor, Davy D. These are incredible, powerful voices, and we need to keep it. And that's why we're here. That's why people have moved in and taken over and reestablished this program, this people's program, that they're trying to kick off the air. These corporatizers and people in the listening audience need to get behind this and save our radio station, just like we did in 1999.
And that's David Welsh. He's a retired member of the National Association of Letter Carriers. He's a delegate to the San Francisco Labor Council. And this is a union issue. This is a working class union issue, because workers are under the gun. Workers are under gun in this country. They want slave wages. They told the BART workers that they should take a pay cut to pay for new train cars. I mean, can you imagine that the BART workers should take a pay cut to pay for new train cars? That's exactly what they said. And you had politicians who are supported, unfortunately, by the unions, like Marc DeSalvier, who said we should ban strikes, the right to strike. And now, I mean, this
is... Steve Zeltzer is trying to run on this. Not Steve Zeltzer. What's his name?
Steve Glazer.
He's running on that issue for the assembly.
This is paid for by the realtors. It wants the ban to strike. Now, the realtors are the ones that make money from speculation at BART. Every time they open up a new BART station, they're more billionaires, speculators. Up, yeah. And he's supporting these speculators. I say the billionaires in San Francisco, these developers and speculators, they should pay for our mass transportation. We should lower the cost of mass transportation and make it free. There's so much wealth in this Bay Area and technology, all these billionaires, and yet people are getting kicked out of their homes. Mm-hmm. People can't afford to pay their rent. So these are the issues that we've been covering at KPFA on the Morning Mix. Now, we're not going to get that from a canned program from Los Angeles.
Right, and the progressive movement in Richmond, spearheaded by the RPA, has stood up, because our community, being predominantly people of color, mostly Latino and African American, has been the ground zero, like many low-income communities, for the exploitive lending practices of the real estate and banking industries that has led to massive foreclosures, which displaces people. It's like our community has been impacted not just by deportations led by the Obama administration, but it's also been impacted by this foreclosure, this displacement of people, children having to move out of homes they lived in, what they called home, and now they have to go somewhere else. They have to double up with some other families. And we've been able to tell those stories, but more importantly, we've been able to tell the story of the resistance to these kinds of exploitation in the Richmond community that the progressive movement has spearheaded. And one of the things that I've gotten is that, you know, people have asked me, well, how do we do a Richmond Progressive Alliance in Oakland? How do we do it in Berkeley? These other communities where they've seen us gain ground, and now they want to do the same thing too. That's the importance of telling these stories.
All right.
Sabrina Jacobs.
This is Sabrina Jacobs right here on Pacifica Radio, KPFA 94.1 FM. The time is now 8:37 a.m., and you're listening to the Monday Morning Mix. It is a combination, a smorgasbord, a mix, if you would. We've got Steve Zeltzer here talking about the labor issues. We got Andres Soto talking about the Richmond issues, that is Richmond, California. We got Anthony Fest, who brings a plethora of issues to the airwaves, as well as myself, yours truly, Sabrina Jacobs. Now, do we have any folks on the line? I think we need to start taking calls. We need to hear from the folks. We've got about 50 to 100 people outside in the lobby, and the number is 510-848. Which one is it? 4425. 510-848-4425. This is your station, your community radio station. We want to hear from you. 510-848-4425. This may be the last time you hear us on the air at 8 a.m., but we're trying to make that not a reality. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, this is, first of all, I want to say hello to the people outside. There are over 100 people here this morning at KPFA on Memorial Day. And Memorial Day, you look at the veterans, how they've been treated. Here they give their lives for their country. They're sent to basically to protect democracy. They can't even get democracy in this country. They can't even get into a VA hospital. Yet we want to have more wars. You know, I mean, so this is the contradiction that's going on. They say they don't have money, and they want to privatize the the Veterans Administration. Let's go to private hospitals. We don't have enough money to take care of our veterans. Let's farm it out to a private hospital for profit. So we got a speaker calling, Elizabeth from Hillsborough. Why don't you let us know who you are and why you're calling today, what your issues are.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. What can we as listeners do to support you?
Well, I think you should call or email to interim executive director of KPFA, Richard Perotsky. I think his... go ahead.
Yeah, this is Anthony Fest, and Richard Perotsky is the interim general manager for a little while longer here at KPFA. His email address is richard@kpfa.org. He reports to an acting executive director of Pacifica, who can be reached at ed@pacifica.org.
Well, it seems like there's a bunch of actors there. Everybody's acting this and acting that.
Interim and acting.
Yeah, so now, thank you so much for your call. And, you know, we need to flood their email boxes with messages in support of Keeping the Morning Mix and community programming.
And, you know, we have Margie Wilkinson, who's from Berkeley. She's a resident of Berkeley. She's the chair of the Pacifica Board. And she was the one that brought in the new executive director who made the decision as to who's going to be the new manager. And also, the Dan Siegel issue figures into this because his law firm here in Oakland is supporting this change in management and also supporting the removal of the Morning Mix show, the local programming. And Dan Siegel is running for mayor of Oakland.
And so doesn't he have a conflict of interest with his law firm also?
His law firm, his partner, was the one that made the motion to fire the former executive director. And so... people need to ask some questions of Dan Siegel. Dan, what's going on? Why are we getting rid of the Morning Mix? And why are you supporting a management that can't even talk to the Morning Mix producers? I mean, you know, we talk about respect, respecting the community, and listening to the community.
Democratic principles.
And wouldn't you want to listen to the people who work at KPFA and find out what their ideas are?
I think we have Mary from Berkeley on the line. Mary, are you on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. This is Andres, and we'd like to have you speak to why you're supporting the Morning Mix.
I'm supporting the Morning Mix because I am an independent lassie, and once again, people, KPFK is being hijacked by some management corporate takeover, and I just would like to make one point. Isn't it interesting that that only happens during Democratic presidents? It was under Carter, it was under Clinton, now it's now again. This is what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I think we have next on the air Omawale from Berkeley as well. Omawale, you there? Omawale?
No, this is D.
Oh, D. D. Well, good morning, D. Thanks for being on the Morning Mix. What do you have to say this morning?
Well, I have to say that I'm appalled. And I think this is, again, just like Citizens United, this is a takeover of the airways from the populace. Because, just like you said, we would not know about these organizing things that happen, young men being murdered here to Santa Rosa, to San Jose. We wouldn't know about Chevron, all the organizing that's happening from Pittsburgh to Richmond and to fracking. I mean, the populist voice is being killed again from African American communities, Latino communities, Asian communities, gay, lesbian, transgender, marginalized communities are trying to be marginalized. This is a corporate money takeover. I don't give a damn about who's in LA. I want to know what's going on in my neighborhood, and you all for the past 5 days have represented it. I was traumatized when your program came on because it was a takeover from a program before, which was a takeover from a program before. And now you all are here. And what is up with KPFA that they cannot get a progressive management team going on with Pacifica? I am just perplexed. This is the only voice that people on the ground have, and they're trying to take it again. And we, the community, we have to show up and be present from all our individual communities. So we have to just keep organizing, because you all are a jewel, and we wouldn't know nothing. We'd be mushrooms and being taken over like surf back in Marie Antoinette's time. This is the modern day takeover of the rich trying to oppress the poor.
All right, well, thank
internationally.
You. Well, thank you so much for that comment, because I think we're feeling exactly what you're saying. Anthony, why don't you introduce the next speakers? Thank you so much.
Let me remind people who might just be tuning in on this Memorial Day Monday morning. This is the KPFA Morning Mix. All the hosts decided to get together on this one morning. And also we invited the community to come in the building and join us. And people have been speaking here to put their issues on the air and to explain how they want the station to become more democratic. Let me now introduce Ann Garrison. She's a frequent weekend news reporter and also an occasional guest on the Morning Mix. She's focused over the years on learning and explaining what's going on in the Great Lakes region of Africa, a place where U.S. intervention is certainly very strong, but many people don't know about it. So, and she also covers local politics as well. So let's hear from you, Anne.
Okay, thanks, Anthony. And I do want to say that I've been able to say some things, report things that I've carefully researched on KPFA that would never be on NPR, most notably questioning the received history of the Rwandan genocide, which was then used to justify the next two decades of war in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which cost well over 6 million lives. But strangely, although I focus a lot on this distant conflict, I really feel like KPFA has a responsibility to the community within its signal area. I keep an ear to the ground to issues that I'm really interested in, particularly the regional struggle. It's now a regional struggle for renewable power. And I hear what's going on in this community as it's happening, and I'm going to report it. I'm not going to wait for a press release to cover it. So I'm here to say absolutely the FM signal area needs coverage, local struggles, local voices in the morning.
And that was Ann Garrison who joined us. And one of the things that the audience should know about this is Steve Zeltzer. This is Work Week segment, actually. And that is that KPFA, okay, that is that we have KPFB, which could have additional programs. If you want to have new programs on a KPFA, put them on KPFB. Why are you going to knock out local programmers? These are some of the issues we need to address. There are opportunities for more voices without eliminating voices on primetime. And Sharon with the Lawyers Guild is here is also to join us this morning. Sharon.
Hello. Yes, Sharon Adams from I'm the vice president of the local chapter of the National Lawyers Guild, and I heard the call out to the community this morning to come out and support Free Speech Radio, and I came out in response to that call. I want to say that I've been a listener of KPFA for many years and really love the Morning Mix for the variety of topics that are covered in depth. And I particularly like, I mean, not particularly, but just Mickey Huff in particular and Project Censored speak about critical thinking. They talk about critical thinking and how important it is to us. And that is what the Morning Mix brings. Voices of the community. Hard Knock Radio, which is not part of the Morning Mix, is a great thing, but plays in the Morning Mix sometimes. And, you know, shows that have been taken off the air by voices, people of color that have been taken off the air. And that Project Censored, you know, and the Morning Mix came in and replaced. Where is J.R. Valray? What happened to him? Why is everything shrouded in secrecy, and why can't we have the local voices? Why do we have to hear the same type of voices over and over? Why is it that, you know, one program gets an hour every morning and even gets to advertise? That's what I want to know. We're on Free Speech Radio without advertising, and yet I hear advertising for the 7 a.m. show. I don't know why I don't hear advertising for other shows. I'm actually glad, but I just want to say that in support of the community, we need to get out here and bring Free Speech Radio back. We need to take control. We need to take things out of secrecy. We need to have clear explanation for why these changes are being made during a fund drive.
Okay, thank you, Sharon. And we have now on the phone, longtime supporter of KPFA, Keelu Niasha.
Good morning. I am so happy to have woken up this morning and heard all of you in the studio and know that there's a crowd outside protesting this awful change. I really was upset when I heard the new program and I'm saying, well, uprising. I'm saying, where's the morning mix? And because I love the morning mix. I love the variety. I love the community orientation. I love the programmers. I mean, I think you all do a terrific job. And I will be one unhappy camper if it's gone. So I'm here to express my complete support for your for the morning mix, and I hope you guys, all the listeners will step to the plate and support the morning mix and refuse to let this program fall by the wayside. It's too valuable. We need it, and it's more important than ever that we have truth in the airwaves and community issues aired, because the corporate media is dominant, and it's just getting worse.
That's right, Keelu. That's right. This is Sabrina Jacobs, and you're listening to the Monday Morning Mix. This is usually Steve Zeltzer's time, but we have all came in. He has invited us all here and about another 100, 200 people. Yes, it is. And it's always wonderful hearing from you.
Yes.
We're at 8:50 a.m. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your support.
My pleasure.
Thank you. And it's 8:50 a.m. 8:50 a.m. You're listening to Pacifica Radio KPFA 94.1 FM. I'm Sabrina Jacobs. And now we have Mr. Andres Soto. He's been here. He hosts the Thursday Morning Mix.
Yeah.
And his son is here as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
To say.
Yeah, well, we've, you know, kept this family tradition, and one of the things is my son Alejandro is deeply involved here in Berkeley and the Berkeley community and Berkeley politics, and so he and Councilmember Jesse Arreguin and Chris Worthington have really come in and articulated many Berkeley issues. So, Alejandro, thank you for being here this morning, and thank you for supporting the Morning Mix. Tell us why. What brought you here this morning? To support the Morning Mix.
Well, first of all, I want to thank everyone out in the out in front of the building and in the building fighting and fighting for what we can do to support this KPFA democracy. You know, I'm here because I have the day off, and I'm here to let everyone out in California know that we got to stand up to the corporatization of our radio. This is one of the last few standing opportunities where the community can come in and talk about what's going on, ask folks regionally to come out and help. I know you've been stepping up to the plate here at KPFA, letting people in Berkeley know how can we support what you're doing in Richmond, and we have. And also, you know, you've given us an opportunity here in Berkeley to talk about what the minority on the city council is doing, and instead of having the majority go out and tell all those folks what's going on, we get a chance here in Berkeley to talk about how Measure S was on the November ballot in 2012. It was going to essentially throw away homeless and poor folks into jail like they did in San Francisco. If it wasn't for this show and the Morning Mix, I think the Berkeley residents would have been convinced to vote for something like that. So I thank you very much for that. And I want to let everybody out there know in Berkeley and around here, join us tomorrow. This struggle is going to continue, and we need all of your support. So thanks, the Morning Mix, and thank everyone here for your opportunity. And one last thing, as a resident of Berkeley and elected official in Berkeley, what I've found is everybody that I've talked to about KPFA love the Morning Mix. It is the number one show, and we cannot take it off the air.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alejandro, and tell our listeners, too, what office you hold here in Berkeley.
Oh, I'm a rent board commissioner, and I'm also running for District 1, but that's not why I'm here, for City Council. I'm here because we need to keep the Morning Mix on, period, end of story, so come out and fight with us today and tomorrow.
And, you know, the issue of gentrification, the issue of young people having a place to live, seniors, retirees having a place to live. I mean, you know, the amazing thing is that we're covering the attack on people in the Bay Area. People in the Bay Area are told you can't afford to live here anymore in San Francisco and in the peninsula. Their whole lives, their families are here, and they're being kicked out of their homes. Now, who is doing that? We're going to talk about the bankers. We're going to talk about the politicians, the speculators, and developers who are not interested in living here, but are interested in making profit off of exploitation, off of property development.
Well, and the flip side of that has been that one of the things that has changed the politics in Richmond is a lot of folks who could not afford to live in Berkeley or Oakland found reasonable priced housing in Richmond, and they brought their politics with them. And so the old corporate-dominated, divide-and-conquer politics doesn't fly anymore, because people who are more enlightened and have a bigger political understanding have gotten involved and have helped develop the progressive movement in Richmond.
Yeah, we've been fighting for affordable housing here, and over here on this Berkeley Way parking lot, we're trying to get right behind the studio a big affordable housing complex for folks who live in Berkeley, can stay in Berkeley and bring families here.
All right, so Alejandro, thank you so much for being in here, and I think we have next on the line Barbara. Good morning, Barbara, and welcome to the Morning Mix.
Actually, Barbara is here in
studio. Oh, Barbara's here in the studio. Excuse me. Welcome to KPFA once again, Barbara.
And, oh, thank you.
And tell us what's up.
Well, I just heard about this on the radio. I turned it on this morning, and I was outraged. I just hated what happened. I love the Morning Mix. On the Morning Mix, you begin to start thinking about things. And you know, it helps you to think about things in the way that they're not normally presented to you on the mainstream media. And it was just very sneaky and mean, the way that they just presented to these great people that they are going to be moved. They're either going to be just eliminated from the radio, or they're going to be moved to a time that is just not a very good time, you know, 3:30 in the afternoon. Instead of 8 o'clock in the morning, when people are going to work or they're getting ready to go to work, and you know, it's a really interesting way to start your day.
It's a height of marginalization.
Yeah. So, anyway, you know, the other people that tend to, I guess, make a lot of money for the Pacifica, it's verging now into, they want to have something, I guess, like NPR, you know, and something that's kind of like corporate funded, even though I guess you're not going to be corporately funded, but that's the kind of content that you're going to be listening to, which you can listen to other places. Like KPFA is different, you know, it's supposed to be for us, it's supposed to be for the people, you know, it's for the local people and the people that have access to a radio. You don't even have access. I don't even have a TV. You know, a lot of people don't have a TV. This is how they, you know, connect to what's happening in the world. And I mean, the Morning Mix has been a really great show. I love each and every one of the daily shows that they put on. And I always learn a lot. And it's local. You know, all the stuff about Richmond, about Oakland, you know, topics that are not normally talked about.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've been able to include in my program and produced by Anthony is Poor News Network. And these are down out in the real streets, folks telling their stories. And they're cultivating young folks to think in a critical fashion about the issues facing their community. And so I'm glad to be able to use my time to offer them airspace to get those kind of issues out there. So thank you so much.
All right. And we're looking at 8:57 a.m. Pacific Radio, KPFA 94.1 FM. I myself am going to go ahead and sign off. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate your support, and we appreciate your patience as we go through this strange, crazy time. So thank you so much, and have a great week, everybody.
Over the past 30 years, a new systemic conception of life has emerged in the forefront of science. Fritjof Capra can describe it. Physicist and systems theorist, founding director of the Center for Eco-Literacy, author of The Tao of Physics, The Hidden Connections, Belonging to the Universe, Capra has won many prestigious awards, including the Bioneers. He will discuss his major new work, The Systems View of Life, A Unifying Vision, on Thursday, June 26th at St. John's Church, 2727 College Avenue in Berkeley. Mitch Jezrich will host this KPFA benefit. There's wheelchair access. Advance tickets are at brownpapertickets.com or supportive bookstores. Further information on the KPFA website. For Fritjof Capra's Unifying Vision, June 26th.